Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph on Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another activist around the world. And Annie, you and I are going back and forth about the name still, because, you know, I still can't settle on what I want to call this segment. Maybe we should just call it feminist around the world, because it's not necessarily like they would title themselves activists, even though whatever they do probably could be considered activism. So maybe we'll do it feminist around the world so that doesn't tie us down too hard. What do you think?
I think it's hilarious that I was with you when you had this idea.
Yes.
And I'm like, why did this not come earlier? I don't know why we didn't think about it.
That seems to make the most sense. But y'all, so if we start calling it that we just had the brainstorm 2 years after the fact.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
This has been a long journey, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's February. And I hate that month because I can't say the word, not because I hate the month necessarily, but in this month, it is Black History Month. And though we want to make sure that we are always talking about the activism and advocacy from the Black community and of the Black community all year round, we definitely want to talk and celebrate about the change makers today. So yes, we celebrate this month, but yes, we think it should be all year long. So we're not pinned down to being like the shortest of the month. You know, it seems very racist. But we're just going to leave it there, I guess. Just leave it there. Before we start, Annie, did you ever do the design classes or I think it was called industrial arts in my school? Like making the bridges out of the sticks or trying to design your own roller coaster?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We actually usually did that in just science classes. I think in fifth grade, we did the roller coaster, which I loved because I love roller coasters. We did the designing bridges one, and I believe I've told this story before, but I have a lot of trauma around it and glue, and I will never,
yes,
ever not be able to think of glue in this negative sense because of that experience. We also did the one where you had to design, out of straws, something to drop an egg off of a roof and see if you could protect the egg. We had to make cars and see how far they could go. Which I also, that fell apart on me as well. It was a good idea. The follow through wasn't there.
Amazing.
Yeah, those are the big ones that are coming to mind.
Yeah. So that was a whole elective for our high school, and I took it. And all those things sound very familiar. We had the bridge that we had to test out. I think mine did pretty well. The roller coaster, mine was not. I had like these big ideas, did not pan out. We did like an airplane thing as well. And my brilliant idea was to wad it into a piece of paper and throw it. And I won. They accepted it.
Hey, that's pretty good.
It's, you know, I had to do what I had to do.
Uh-huh.
Well, today we're actually talking about Oscar winner, designer, and architect Hannah Bigler. And though it's usually Eves who brings us the feminist first, we are doing one ourselves because, as you all know, we love to give flowers to those who are still around to receive them, and we're going to do so.
Yes. And Buechler was a first for several categories. The first African-American to be nominated for the Academy Award for Production Design, the first African-American to win that award, and the first woman and person of color to work as a production designer on a Marvel superhero film. Buechler, you might say, was born for this. Her parents were an architect and an interior designer, and she was no stranger to the design and art world. She attended the University of Cincinnati, studying and graduating for fashion design, and then she went on to Wright State University to study film.
And in a 2016 interview with Filmmaker Magazine, when she was asked about her love for the movies, Buechler said, "I grew up in Centerville, Ohio. All I did was watch movies. I would go inside of the TV and that was it. I wouldn't even hear anybody talking to me. My dad was an architect and he built the house we grew up in. My mom was an interior designer and my aunt was an artist. So I was always around creative forces." And yeah, and her parents' influences has always stayed with her. In another interview, she talked about her father's words about creating. "I'd say to him, 'Dad, I want you to design the house that I'll live in when I'm older.' He would always tell me, 'I can't design that until I understand where it is, until I understand the land it's going to sit on.' And being young, I was like, 'You really won't design me a house?' But as I've gotten older, I've come to understand what he meant. You can't see anything until you understand where it lives."
And it is something that has stayed with her in her very successful career. In 2013, Buechler did her first collaboration with director Ryan Coogler on Fruitvale Station, which led to her continued work with Coogler for Creed and both of the Black Panther films. Her inspiration for different films was unique for every movie. Her work and design for Miles Ahead, a drama based on Miles Davis, was all set with no stage shots and inspired by a few silent film shots. And it's insights like that that has really made her a standout in her field.
Right. But being one of the few Black women in the field has brought on some obstacles. In her recent interview with Architectural Digest, she says, "The biggest obstacle was proving that I was capable of handling any size department and holding the vision of the film simultaneously, making sure that both sides, management and creative, were at 100% at all times, all while trying to make a name for myself outside of New Orleans. Also, being a Black woman in a space where there were no Black people and very few women was a huge challenge. When the stakes are high, the stress is immeasurable, and you just push through the naysayers and concentrate on the people who are creatively like-minded and supportive, who allow you to be yourself with no caveats and to be as creative as your imagination will allow." And yeah, she's doing exactly that. In another interview from 2015, she was asked about her process and how she even begins. And she said, "The first step in any of it for me is sitting down with the script and connecting. I've got to be able to connect to the script and then, you know, the filmmakers as well. With that, I'll pretty much do a deck or a lookbook, and depending on the film and how big the presentation is, obviously. That sort of is like what fell out of my head as I read the script and the notes that I took. And this is what I saw, my first initial reaction to that."
Her hard work and imagination have been seen in her productions, including in the recent film Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. And for her process in creating the beautiful lands of both Wakanda and Tolokan, she talks about the importance of using not only the history of the lands, but also the folklore and the legend, which she applied for the underwater world based on the underworld realms of the Aztec codices. And all of her work has been noticed. Alongside her 2019 Academy Award for Black Panther, she has received the Hollywood Film Awards, Saturn Awards, Critics' Choice Awards, ADG Award for her work in the production design for Beyoncé's Lemonade, and many more.
Yeah. And in that same Architectural Digest interview, Buechler was asked what advice she would give to the BIPOC community who are interested in design. And she says, "Research, research, research. If there's something you want to do in design, no matter what it is, use your drive and resourcefulness to get there. Put yourself out there. Write an email or a letter to someone you admire in the field. Talk to people. Go to events. Dream big. Take risks. Be yourself. Don't put a time limit on your dreams. I didn't get Fruitvale Station until I was 42 years old, and I didn't win an Oscar until I was 49 years old." I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. That's such a great quote. I also love how she's like, "I didn't win an Oscar until I was 49. It's like, not that old, but I love it.
Like everybody could.
But yes, amazing, amazing work, and I've enjoyed it. And I can't wait to see what else she does. Mm-hmm. Very, very exciting. So as always, I'm sure we'll have an update in the future about what she's up to. But in the meantime, if you have any suggestions, listeners, for someone we should talk about on this segment, whatever we will call it, please let us know. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffImNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. This episode is brought to you by Pedigree.
If you've been looking for love at first sight, it is closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.